From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his 10th message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, which relates the dividing of the waters of the Jordan, allowing the children of Israel to pass through on dry ground. In the course of this message, entitled Crossing Jordan, A Picture of Baptism into Christ's Death, Dr. Cairns has been paying particular attention to the Scripture's emphasis upon the Ark of God in the midst of the river as the people passed over. The burden of this message is to show exactly what the Bible means by being baptized into Christ's death. The first thing we noted is that the people's deliverance depended solely upon the Ark being carried into the waters, a symbol of deliverance from the wrath of God through the atoning death of Christ. The people themselves had no power to hold back the waters. That depended completely upon the intervention of God's power. Likewise, our salvation depends in its entirety upon Christ's finished work on the cross. Furthermore, in the new birth, we become one with Christ, so that we receive the value of His work as if it were our own. Here we come to the glorious truth of imputation. Christ suffered in the sinner's place, and His obedience is imputed to the repentant sinner. Through this union with Christ, the believer is treated by God just as God treats His own Son. The same God who raised Christ from the dead gives life to repentant sinners. Also, our union with Christ brings us into a new kingdom, the kingdom of righteousness. Before Dr. Cairns resumes the message, here is a devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
Our text for this morning is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. It is a curious fact that there is such a thing as being proud of grace. A man says, I have great faith, I shall not fall. Poor little faith may, but I never shall. I have fervent love, says another. I can stand, there is no danger of my going astray. He who boasts of grace has little grace to boast of. Some who do this imagine that their graces can keep them, knowing not that the stream must flow constantly from the fountainhead, or else the brook will soon be dry. If a continuous stream of oil comes not to the lamp, though it burn brightly today, it will smoke tomorrow, and noxious will be its scent. Take heed that thou gloriest not in thy graces, but let all thy glorying and confidence be in Christ and His strength, for only so canst thou be kept from falling. Be much more in prayer. Spend longer time in holy adoration. Read the Scriptures more earnestly and constantly. Watch your lives more carefully. Live nearer to God. Take the best examples for your pattern. Let your conversation be redolent of heaven. Let your hearts be perfumed with affection for men's souls. So live that men may take knowledge of you, that you have been with Jesus and have learned of Him. And when that happy day shall come, when He whom you love shall say, Come up higher, may it be your happiness to hear Him say, Thou hast fought a good fight, thou hast finished thy course, and henceforth there is laid up for thee a crown of righteousness which fadeth not away. On, Christian, with care and caution. On with holy fear and trembling. On with faith and confidence in Jesus alone. And let your constant petition be, Uphold me according to thy word. He is able, and He alone, to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
Thank you. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
God treats us exactly as He treats our Savior. And He treats us on the very same basis as He treats our Savior. I would suggest to you, if you can but grasp that truth and think it through, it will set you free as nothing else in this world can set you free. It will give you a level of Christian enjoyment that nothing else can ever give you. It will give you an assurance that nothing else can ever give you. It will carry you through good times and ill times, through life and death, if you can but grasp this, that God treats His people as He treats His Son, and He treats His people on the very same basis as He treats His Son, namely the finished work of Calvary's cross. The apostle states it very clearly in Romans 8:17, if we are children, then are we heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That's what it is to be baptized into His death. It means that God treats us as legally perfect. Now this causes people a lot of heart-searching and trouble of mind. For they say, we're not morally perfect. There's not one of us but has to lament his moral imperfection. So how can we be legally perfect? We're legally perfect because Christ is our righteousness. Now let that sink in. He is our righteousness. He is perfect, sinless, absolutely acceptable to God. He has fulfilled every precept of God's law. He has paid every penalty of God's law. He has satisfied God's law. He has silenced the thunders of Mount Sinai. He has quenched the fiery lightning that darted forth from that mount. He has satisfied God so that even Mount Sinai now is a co-witness with Mount Calvary that we are acceptable to God in Christ. You see, to be justified in Jesus Christ is to be accepted as legally perfect. The law of God has no more strictures to pass upon us. The law of God has no more fire to vent upon us. The law of God has no more voice to accuse us, because Jesus paid it all. It means not only that God treats us as legally perfect, but He gives us life. The children of Israel were brought into Canaan. God raised Christ from the dead. God raises us from the dead in Him. He gives us life. When He raised Him from the dead, He received Him into glory, where He sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Even so, He brings us near to Himself. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. We are made nigh by the blood of His cross. Ephesians 2, verse 6. He has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He receives us into glory. What does it mean to be baptized into Christ's death? It means to be treated as He is treated. Can God ever abandon Jesus Christ? Then and only then can He abandon any member of the body of Christ. Can God ever condemn Jesus Christ to the outer darkness of hell? Then and only then can He condemn any believer in Jesus Christ to the outer darkness of hell. These are impossibilities. As God treats Christ, so He treats all who belong to Christ, for they are baptized into His death. And that baptism means a fourth thing. It means to die to sin in Christ. To die to sin in Christ. Now that is an expression that has caused a lot of debate. Romans chapter 6 and verse 2 is a text of Scripture that has caused, well, I would suppose, volumes and volumes to be written upon it. And there has not been in most of them a great deal of light. It's an answer to the question, what shall we then say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2 of Romans 6 says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Dead to sin. What does that mean? Now there are some people who say it means sinless perfection. The Phineites believed that. Perfectionism. Of course, they had to redraw the English dictionary and rewrite the meaning of perfection. They had to rewrite what the Bible would mean by perfection. But they were perfectionists. John Wesley was a species of perfectionist, though I think had to come to see the folly of some of his beliefs on that score. Perfectionism. We're dead to sin. Of course, there's not a person with an ounce of brains between his ears or an ounce of honesty in his heart that honestly believes that. There's not one of us can go into the presence of God and search our heart and say, here I am, and I'm absolutely, personally, morally perfect. I leave nothing for God to desire. Glorification will make no improvement in me except in the body, for I'm absolutely perfect. Not one of us can do that. So we know that's not true. What's more, we know Paul didn't mean that. Because in the very next chapter, he goes on to describe his own battle with sin. And he described himself in that battle, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" So he didn't mean perfectionism. Then there are some, and this is, I suppose, the most frequent usage of the passage, and they say it means we ought to be dead to sin. We ought to be dead to sin. And they use this as a great exhortation to God's people. And they talk about death and, oh, what awful confusion it causes. I remember as a young man feeling much of that confusion, hearing some preachers preach upon our duty to be dead to sin. And say, if you're really saved, you should be dead. Now, dead men don't feel, and you've often, maybe yourselves, heard what I heard. You go to a corpse, you poke the corpse, what does it feel? Nothing. You put fire to the corpse, what does it feel? Nothing. Now, you should be a corpse to sin. The preachers, of course, felt good about preaching that, but listening to it, I have that unhappy knack. When I listen to somebody, I actually think of what they're saying and think of what it really means. And if preachers would keep that in mind, it might moderate and modify what they say at times. And I thought, well, if I'm supposed to be a corpse, and if this is the mark of really being a Christian, then temptation wouldn't make me feel anything. I couldn't feel it because I'd be dead. But I do feel. What's more, I have never yet met the man who doesn't. But where do we read we ought? In Romans 6 and 2, there's no ought. It's a statement of historic fact. Some say it means only our justification. We're dead to sin as to its guilt. Now that's a great truth. But I don't think it's the whole truth here. Let me point out to you what it means. How shall we, and it should read, who died to sin, pointing back to an incident, to an event, to a point in history, to a time when something, namely our death, was accomplished once and for all. When was that? When Jesus died. We died to sin. Joshua 3 gives us help in what it means. When the children of Israel crossed Jordan in union with the ark, what did they do? They left the old territory behind them and they entered into a new territory. When we are baptized into Christ, we leave behind us the old realm of sin and we enter into a new realm in Jesus Christ. This is made very clear in the writings of the apostles. If you go back to the end of Romans chapter 5, moreover, verse 20, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, watch this carefully. Sin reigned. We all know about that, don't we? What happened when God brought us into Christ? Grace reigned. He brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Colossians 1 verse 13. What does it mean to die unto sin? It means to be brought from out of the kingdom of sin. We are no longer the subjects of sin. Doesn't say that sin suddenly passes out of existence, as Romans 7 goes on to prove. But it does say that we have a new king. We're in a new realm. For example, the children of Israel, when they came out of the wilderness and they went into Canaan, they carried much of the conflict and the failure of the wilderness with them, but they weren't in the wilderness anymore. They were in Canaan. So it is with the people of God. We're not yet glorified. We carry much of the wilderness conflict and failure still with us. But we're not in the wilderness. We're in Canaan. Sin is no longer now our master. It is a usurper. We have a king who reigns in grace, who has justified us. We are no longer under the dominion of our sin.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.